It's not recognizable that it's being read for as Parsha Shkolim. Elisari, people are going to think Shalom is time of Parsha Tetzava. I'm going to think that the Parsha of Tetzava has not finished until now. You can go back and read from the beginning of Kisisa until Vasisa Kir Nechoshes. You read it two Shabbosos, one after another. Rav Omer Makdimim Bikarim Bikisiso L'Shabbos Avar Kedama Masisin. Says Rav holds earlier, you read in Kisisa for the meaning the Shabbos that passed, as we said in our Mishnah. The MK Ma'achrin, the Ma'achrin, that you delay it, but you're going to have less than 2 weeks for the money changers. There, meaning the other, we said later, Mishum Shulchanos Chutzuchulayisha be Medina, because the Shulchanos need to sit and open up shop in Medina, Betesvav, in the 15th of Adar Makdim, and therefore we go earlier, Bukari Mirosh Chodesh, and we read from Rosh Chodesh, who Darshan Shneisha Bosses, Lefneim, Kervishim Gamliel. In order that we should dash it 2 weeks beforehand, just like Mishum Gamliel, but into Acher and the Machas, we delay till the next day, Machas Rosh Chodesh, and after Rosh Chodesh, in Kanakdom, Mishnei Shabbos, you don't have 2 weeks of being earlier. Kameisar, Bimale Shabbos, and Mikla. Voisayom, Lo Yaskil, Lotzis, Lesha, Bim Medina. That day, you're not going to start going out and sitting in the country, Mikne Kvod Shabbos, because look for the honor of Shabbos. Lunafki adcha b'Shabbos, b'chim achrin nami ikash shnei Shabbos, and when they delay, it's also still 2 weeks. Hilkach, therefore, ma'achrin, you delay it. G'deisha lo tisrach lahavsik min beis parashos, in order that you shouldn't have to have a break between the two parashos. B'soch Shabbos dafka, dima acharis, because if you delay it, vadek batzvi lehu yomi, l'shulchanos, you can for sure have less days for the money changers. Omer Shmuel, hai b'soicho, the ketani, that which says b'soicho, lav toich shvu, it's not in the middle of the week, elo toich Shabbos asmo, it means the middle of the Shabbos itself. V'chein han debi, Shmuel, in the Tosefet, the hach price of this price, ezo hi Shabbos, Rishayna, what's the first week? Kol shechol Rosh Chodesh Adar liyospo, and it has Rosh Chodesh Adar in it, b'yom ha-Shabbos, on the Shabbos atzmo itself. V'afilu chol b'er Shabbos, shel esmo, even if it came out on Erev Shabbos yesterday, kilu chol b'es as if it fell out, it came out on Shabbos itself. Al ma'i see from here, ma'achrin ashmin, it's teaching us you delay it. V'sargin loshin sirugin, it's with the gaps. Kolem is the same, ma'afsikin l'shabbosos b'im parashu rishon l'shni, you're gonna get a break, take a break in between Shabbosos, between the first parashah and the second one. Because Rosh Chodesh b'chol, when Rosh Chodesh comes out during the week, shemak dimin l'shavar, that you make parashah shkolm a week earlier. Tim Cain says, so, batzvi l'hu yomil l'shulchanos, to the other, you're gonna have less days for the money changers. Ma'afsikin l'shabbos b'chol, you have a gap of the next week. L'shabbos shlishis, on the third week, karen zachar, you read parashah zachar, yudeshe day smuchul zachar l'purim, and know that zachar should be close next to Purim. Ein mesarkin b'farsh vassos, we explain. Even when you delay a little, but you don't have 2 little days for the money changers. Shmuel said earlier, so in the end, the money changers are not going to start until Sunday. Hilkach, ma'achrin, you can delay. The inkan sirugan is not going to be sirugan for skipping over Shabbos. Because if you delay it, you're going to have 2 little days for the money changers. You force knock them to make it earlier. And there will be a break of a Shabbos. We think at this point Rosh Chodesh Adar Shacholios b'Shabbos. It's talking about Rosh Chodesh Adar which comes out on Shabbos. The Mari Beirashin, the Masisim, which is what the beginning of the Mishnah was talking about. Shnia lahavsoka. Claiming seems to say lava reishin kai. It's not going on the beginning of the Mishnah. Elo, Aseifa Kai is going on the end of the mission, the Ketani, which said the Cholios Pesach Shabbos and came out during Shabbos, Mike Dima L'Shabbos, you go back to the previous week, Mafsik and the Shabbos, you can have a break on the next Shabbos. But Elo Kai, and that it's talking about, Mamar B'Shabbos Shal Achra, have Sokka on the Shabbos after the break, Karin Zachar, you read Zachar, Ubasach Shuwa Shal Achra, Yehe Purim, in the week, during the week that's afterwards will be Purim. Ezel hi Shabbos Shnia, Klamis means to say Shabbos Shal Parsha Shnia, the Shabbos of the second Parsha, Parsha Zachar, which is Parsha Zachar, but Sech Lachra afterwards, I feel the whole Purim Be'er Shabbos, even the Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos, Bo, B'yom HaShabbos, Asmo, and Yom HaShabbos itself, but Karin HaParsha, Boy B'yom, you read the Parsha that day, but I feel the whole Be'er Shabbos, Asmo, and even came out Erev Shabbos yesterday, Ki'ilu Chol Shabbos Shal Lamachar, as if it came out on Shabbos the next day, V'hainuk Shmuel, and that is like Shmuel. Holy Yo is Purim B'Shabbos, Divri HaKol, Ein Karin Zachar L'Shavar. Everyone knows Yom Riparsha Zachar the previous week. Tahash the Lokon Masiyah L'Zachirin, because now you're not going to have the doing of Purim before the remembering of Purim. Gabi Mukofin Kon Maskir L'Siyah. By Mukofin, you have to have remembering before the doing. Even in this Rav says you do earlier kedusha to kadim sechiru lasiyah dayaros in order that the remembering of a molek should come before the doing of Purim in the regular cities. Is that he shabbos shlishis shikarim bo parsha shlishis that you read the third parsha in? Hold the ikla rishchodesh nisa miyama shabbos. Shlo hutzuch lahakne parsha shlishis on shabbos shavu. You didn't have to make parsha shlishis earlier to the previous week. Karin on shabbos shavu par adumi. You read the previous shabbos par the past parshas par. Could be achalik b'Rabbi Chanina. The lo b'smuch l'perm. That's the one next to perm. L'smuch as haras tameim l'pesach in order to make the warning of being tummy close to Pesach. V'heichad the whole Rosh Chodesh Nisan be'emsa Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out middle of the week. Shehutzuch l'dikos parshas l'chodesh b'Shabbos shalom. And therefore you have to read parshas l'chodesh the week before. Huskuk l'haktem parshas paro l'Shabbos shalom fnei Shabbos. So you have to make parshas paro a week earlier from this week. Shehi smuch l'perm achra, which is next to perm, but afterwards. Tanan rabbanan b'risazum ufreshes l'mayla b'sirugin. This price is explicit earlier when we're dealing with skipping Shabbos and the Rav Kedisli, Shmuel Kedisli, like Rav the way we explained it to him, and Shmuel the way we explained it to him. Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Ezo Hu Shabbos Revius, Vafilu Be'er Shabbos. B'ham Moed Shmuel, and this is where Shmuel agrees. The Erev Shabbos Dumi the Toichel, the Erev Shabbos is just like it's the middle of it. Magdimin, and you do earlier. The Iyamarta Ma'achrin, and if you're going to say you delay it, Kadma Asiya L'Shmiya, you're going to do Purim before you hear about Amalek. But not knowing Mekulu Karav, and we follow Rav. Rashi says we follow Rav except for when Purim comes out in Shabbos itself. The Hilo Iklakox, that never happens. Then came, because if so, have Rosh Chodesh Adar Be'echel B'Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Adar would be on Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Nisan would be B'Sheni B'Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan would be on a Monday. Shari Adar Le'olam Chos, because Adar is always only 29 days. Then came, and if so, have Le Pesach B'Sheni B'Shabbos, and the Kamala Pesach is on the Monday. The Kaimel, and we pass the Lo Badu Pesach, and Pesach cannot come out on Monday, Wednesday, or Thursday, or Shabbos. Ever, and the days of Rosh Chodesh Adar can come out can either be Shabbos, Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. And this is the simon to remember the gaps of the Shabbos. Zatu, bu, dad, and biu. Zel pirush, zatu. This is the pirush of zatu. Imbo Rosh Chodesh Adar b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, hey, look, hafsakas parsha b'yom chamisha aser. You can have the break for a parsha on the 15th. V'lo yoyser, not anymore. Shehari b'yoyim Rosh Chodesh Karim parshas Kolom. Because Rosh Chodesh Karim, Rosh Chodesh Karim, Rosh Chodesh Karim, next week, parsha Zohar, you read Zohar, Kintayim b'Bris, as we send the Bris. Ezehu, Shabbos Shiniyah, what's the second Shabbos? Kol Shechol Purim Liyos B'Zohar, which Purim is going to come out that week. But if you have Erev Shabbos, even on Erev Shabbos, the Masis and Nami Tanan, our Mishnah also said, B'Shiniyah Zohar, the second week is Zohar. Have a Hainu Karab, let's say, Rav, I'm Purim Shechol Liyos B'Erev Shabbos, who said, when Purim comes out on Friday, Makdimin, you read earlier, Vak Akshem, and now Yichol Purim B'Erev Shabbos, Purim is going to come out on Friday. The Anu Makdimin Karab, I'm going to do earlier like Rav, Avol Shabbos, Shlishis, but the third week shall, Shlishis shall Adar, but the third week of Adar, Shu Yom Tesvav L'Chodesh, which is the 15th of the month, Mavsik, and we're going to have a break. With Shabbos reason, the fourth week, Shismuch L'Purim, which is next to Purim, Shomu Kofin, of the walled cities, Ma'achrin, Ma'achrin, afterwards, then Karin Paradum, and Reparadum, the tiny bit Braisa, because we said in the Braisa, Ezohi Shabbos Shaparsha's Par, what's the Parsha of Par, Shismuch L'Purim, anything which is next to Purim, Ma'achra, but the week after. Well, Kimna, and we established that Hecha the whole Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Behold, that's when Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out during the week. Zesh Yichol Be'echad B'Shabbos, and now it's going to come out on a Sunday, Shehu Chol, which is a weekday. Well, Parshas Chodesh Karin B'Shabbos Shelachrei. Parshas Chodesh, we read the Shabbos afterwards. Shehari Yismuch Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because it's next to the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Hari Lecha Pirush Zatu. That's how you explain Zatu. Pirush Bu Beizvav. In Baal Rosh Chodesh Adar B'Sheni B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Monday, they have Sukkah B'Shabbos Shal Acher Rosh Chodesh, then the break will be on the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh, Shehu Yom Shishi Shal Adar, which is the 6th of Adar, Shaharek Damas Parsha Shalom B'Shabbos Sha'over, because you read Parsha Shalom a week earlier. And then as we said in the Mishnah, Cholios B'Socha Shabbos, if it comes out during Shabbos, the Makdimin L'Sha'over, then you read the previous week, U'mafsikin L'Shabbos Abba, and you have a break next week. V'Shub Ein L'Chav Sukkah, and you're not going to have any other break in Adar, Shehar Shabbos Shal Acher Nikras Parsha Zohar, because the Shabbos afterwards is called Parsha Zohar, and that's the 13th of the month. Upurim liyom machar. And Purim is going to be the next day. Vishabbos shal achre is parshas paraduma. The next week is going to be parshas paraduma, which is smuchel machre, which is next to Purim afterwards. Vishabbos shal achre, and the week afterwards is yom chav zayin lechodesh, which is the 27th of the month. The current parshas hachodesh. Then you need to be parshas chodesh. You smuchel rosh chodesh nisan, because it's next to rosh chodesh nisan. Mahari pirish lechol pirish bu. That is the pirish lechol bu based on vav. Pirish dad dalad dalad. Imbar rosh chodesh adar bedal b'shabbos. Rosh chodesh adar comes out on the Wednesday, the Halacha Hafsaka B'dalel L'Chodesh, you're going to have the break on the 4th of the month, Shabbos Shel, Acher Rosh Chodesh, which is the week after Rosh Chodesh. Why? Shari Hakdamas Parsha Shkolim B'Shabbos Shel Lechnei Rosh Chodesh, because you read Parsha Shkolim the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, Kol HaTam Ketam Pi Rosh Shel Beis Vav. That's all of it's like the reason we explained by Beis Vav. Ein Lecha Oid Hafsaka, there's no other break. V'Hari Lecha Pirish Dal Dalad, and that's the Pirish of the Dal Dalad. Pirish Ubiu is in Ba Rosh Chodesh B'Shishi B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh comes out on Friday, Yelech HaVsaka Achas L'Yom Mocher, you're going to have one break, and that's on the next day, Shushin Yelech HaChodesh, which is the second day of the month. Vashnia, and the second break is V'Yom Shisha Aser, is going to be on the 16th. HaRishayna B'Yom Mocher, first one's on the day after, because the times we send the Braisa. Choli Yoyz B'Soch HaShabbos, then Magdimin L'Sha'aver, if it comes, Rosh Chodesh comes out during the week, then you read the previous week, U'Mavsik L'Shabbos Shni, and you take a break the next Shabbos. The Sriul and Karab, because it's called like Rab, the Omer, Erev Shabbos, Kemsa Shabbos, then Erev Shabbos is like the middle of the week. Magdimin L'Sha'aver, and you're going to read the previous week. U'Mavsik L'Shabbos L'Avon, you take a break the next week. U'Parsha Zachar is B'Shabbos Shachra, and Parsha Zachar is going to be the next week after that. Shu Yom Tisha L'Chodesh, which is the 9th of the month. V'Hi Smuch L'Perm, that's next to Perm. U'Shabbos Shalachar Perm, the Shabbos after Perm, Shu Shisha, also, which is the 16th, L'Chodesh of the month. Then Yafsik Pam Shni, you have a second break. The Afal Pi Shesmuch L'Achreho, even though it's next to Purim right afterwards, Lo Tikra Paradum, you're not going to be Paradum. Kedem Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Leilas Rav Chama Bar Chanina said earlier, Teich the whole Rosh Chodesh Nisan B'Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out of Shabbos. Current Parsha Shlishis B'Shabbos Shesmuch L'Rosh Chodesh. You read the third Parsha on the Shabbos, which is next to Rosh Chodesh. Kedem Shetikra Parsha Shchodesh B'Shabbos Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You know that you should read Parsha Shchodesh on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Uparsha Sparah B'Shabbos Shalachnei and Parsha Sparah the week on the Shabbos beforehand. Which is the 23rd of the month. Derech Ktzar, and the short way of remembering, Simon, the sign of this, is you make Kriyas Rosh Chodesh Adar and Zavdu. The days that you could make Rosh Chodesh Adar can come out could be either Shabbos, Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. We Simon have Sakos, and the Simon Sakos is Zayin Tezvav, Zatu, and Bu, which is Beis Vav, Dad, which is Dal Dalad, Ubiyu, which is Vav Beis Yud Vav, Chol Rosh Chodesh Adar B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, B'Yom Zayin, have Sakos, and the break is on the 7th of Yom Zayin on the 7th day, then have Saka B'Tesvav L'Chodesh, and then the gap, the break, is on the 15th of the month. V'lo Yoser anymore. Chol Rosh Chodesh Adar B'Yom Beis, if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Monday, have Saka B'Vav L'Chodesh, and the break is on the 6th of the month. V'lo Yoser not more. Chol Rosh Chodesh Adar B'Yom Dalid, if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Wednesday, have Saka B'Yom Dalid, and the break is on the 4th of the month. V'lo Yoser no more. Chol Rosh Chodesh Adar B'Yom Shishi, if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Friday, and have Saka B'Yom Beis L'Chodesh, and the break is on the 2nd day of the month. U'B'Yom Yud Vav L'Chodesh, and on the 16th of the month. Let's say the parashios. Shabbos Shabbos is all in these weeks. Have siku say the parashios. You stopped reading the parashios. The loy karo al arba parashios. The only thing you read was these four parashios. Let's say the haftarah suchayzer shad heina maftirin mein arba parashios alone. Until now you did a haftarah of the maftir of the something similar to these parashios. Halal hashnius la'el b'raisa, which were mentioned earlier in the braisa. Latani is my modus al krachon chani b'shabbos lo havi. You forced to say these weren't talking about on Shabbos. So katani mafsikin, and we say you have a break. B'chol like a haftar, and a chol there is no haftar. Halked and nine, vadi mafsikin b'chol parshas hayom. Certainly during the week you're going to break and not read the parsha of that day. Abul b'shabbos, b'shabbos sheish haftar. This is haftar. Mafsikin b'haftar, you're going to break on haftaras. B'karim haftar, in hamuri you're going to read the haftar. Something similar to the parsha that was being read, special parsha. Tani is normally of Sagos, parshas of week, of the parshas. Lo Rabbi Yirmiyah, Parakh, as according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Domer, Hechad, Esher, Lo Masagini, he said, wherever it's possible, you don't make a break. Lo Masik and Tanias, you don't make a break. But Tanias came in the Ika Kriyas Mimincha, since you have a Kriyas Atar by Mincha, Lama Yafsikil, but Shakos, why do you have to stop reading the parsha of the Shavuot by morning? But Tzafer Kenufio. But Asim B'nai Adam, people gather together, Boykin, and they check, Uman's hearing, and they warn Im Yesh B'Yodim Aver, if there's some sin, but that they have a Yachtel, and they should stop doing Kedesh Yikabal Tainis, that the fast should be accepted. V'ikach Lever Ein P'nai B'Shachris L'Kurs V'Torah, there's no time in the morning to read from the Torah. V'mili the Masa B'itkin Im Tiyah Aver B'Yodim, they check to see if they have any Averis, any sins. V'ipachanach Lomer to say, the Hani Bez reveals these two quarters, the Korah, Shachris, Palgino, the Pasuk are being split up in the morning. Mincha ha'erev, v'seif with the Korah, the end of the Pasuk, v'efrasa kapai el Hashem. Amo yisi, l'panya boy rachmi, that towards the evening is when they were davening. V'hani kroi, tarvayu, b'sefer Ezra, and these Pesukim are both in Sefer Ezra. Masnisin, the Mishnah. Parshas moidos, shabataris kareim, shar o kesev. Ubiyam kama, my return was the first day, but Bryce Arminable, and the Bryce is going to say, Visharkal, you must have Pesach, and the rest of the days, the Pesach, Malachi, the Kurim, and Yanushal Pesach, we gather together from the different places in Torah, you find readings of the parashas of Pesach. Umayt Yisharim Masisin Tanu Brisa, then which is left over in the Mishnah is mentioned in the Brisa. Shiva Shavuos the Kol HaBachor of Kol HaBachor B'Chodesh Hashvi the Shar Okesef, which is the Shar Okesef. Karin B'Karbonos Achag B'Parshas Pinchas, that's found in Parshas Pinchas. Ketzad, how is that Yom Rishon B'Yom Sheni, the first and the second day? Karin HaMaftir B'Chamisha Asir, the Maftir is reading in the when the Torah tells the 15th day. Afish Yom Sheni, who even if it's the second day, in Karin B'Yom Sheni, you don't read U'Yom Sheni. Laharos to show she's Suffik Yom Sheni. It's only Suffik to show that's only Suffik that is a Suffik of Yom Sheni. The Gnai who looks Yom Tov is Suffik Chol because it's insulting to Yom Tov to call it as a possibility of its Chol. Yom Rishon Shel Chol HaMoed, the first day of Chol HaMoed, who Suffik Sheni, Suffik Shlishi, which is a Suffik if it's the second or the third day of Pesach, Kari of the Yom Tov, Kari Yom Rishon B'Yom HaSheni. You can read, this is talking about Sukkot, so you can read the Rishon B'Yom HaSheni, but Tinyana B'Yom HaShlishi, you're also going to say the third day, Tulisa'a, in the second Aliyah, so the Rishon reads B'Yom HaSheni, Tinyana, the second Aliyah reads B'Yom HaShlishi, with Tulisa, the third Aliyah reads B'Yom HaRevi, and HaRevi, and the fourth Aliyah, Shehu Noisef, which is being added because of Chol HaMoed, who, Kari Eses Tzveka Hayom, he reads the doubt of the day, what's the doubt of the day, B'Yom HaSheni, B'Yom HaShlishi, this is, it might be the second or the third day, B'Chein L'Machar, so to the next day, Kari Rishon B'Yom HaShlishi, the Rishon reads B'Yom HaShlishi, and the Sheni is Kari B'Yom HaRevi, and the Sheni reads from this B'Yom HaRevi, and the Shlishi in the third Aliyah is Kari B'Yom HaChamishi, reads B'Yom HaChamishi, and the Revi, and the fourth Aliyah B'Yom HaShlishi, B'Yom HaRevi, reads it as it might be both the third or the fourth day, Shein Tzvek Hayom, which is the doubt of what is today, B'Chein Machar, B'Chein Tamid, and so to is always HaRevi, Kari Masha, Kari Rishon, the Visheni, that the fourth Aliyah reads what the first and second Aliyah read, Chutz Miyom Achron Shechol Shomoy, except for the last day of Chol Moed, Yesh Alikos Miyom Hashmini, can't read it's the eighth day, Lefish Einu Mimei Achag, it's not part of the days of Sukkot, El Regal Atzmo, it's his own Yom Tov. Lefikach, therefore, Yom Zayin Shechol Shomoy, the seventh day of Chol Shomoy, Bishon Kari Biyom Achmishi, the first Aliyah reads Biyom Achmishi, Sheni Kari Biyom Ashishi, and the second Aliyah reads Biyom Ashishi, and Shlishi, the third Aliyah Kari Biyom Ashri, reads Biyom Ashri, and Revi, Kari Biyom Ashishi, Ubiyom Ashri, reads the fourth Aliyah reads as B'yom HaShishi and B'yom HaShvi, Shein Tzvek Hayom, which is the doubt of why it might be that day. The Chanukah ben Nisim, the Havei Nami Chanukah Zemizvech, which is also Chanukah Zemizvech, the Maisa Bereishis, the Mesechus Tainis, the Perek Maser, Mesechus Tainis, the last Perek, Shinu Yoseder, Kriyasom B'yom HaRishon, it says over the order of the reading, B'yom HaRishon is Bereishis, V'hirikia, V'sheini is Yehirikia, V'kobo Maim, and the Gimel is Yekobo Maim, V'humaris, and B'revi is Yehumaris, the Yishut Suamayim, the Chamish is Yishut Suamayim, the Tazar is talking about the days of the week. Then the first day of the week is you read Bereishis and Hirikiah, and the second day of the week you read Hirikiah, Yikavamayim, and the third day of the week you read Yikavamayim, Yimaurus, the fourth day of the week you read Himaurus, Yishut Suamayim, the Chamishi in the fifth day of the week, Yishut Suamayim, the Tazar is, the Shishi on Friday, Tazar is, the Yicholo Shamayim. That's what you read. The Hossam and over there in Mesechus Tainis, Mufarish time will explain the reason. My current b'mayis separations. Why are you reading my separations? B'mamados during the mamados. Why should b'shul al karbanos? Because of the karbanos, the heavens and the earth last.